Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's zip across the Atlantic Ocean and talk to my friend Hugh Shakeshaft. Not William Shakespeare, but Hugh Shakeshaft, our British-based political analyst and advisor to a number of members of Parliament. So, Hugh, it sounded like this was not the weekend that the new Prime Minister was expecting. Saturday was we just kind of got derailed. What happened?
Well, John, as you know, nothing is surprising over here anymore, and your choice of music as a lead in Anarchy is absolutely the correct choice.
Yeah.
What actually happened, I was with Nigel Evans, the executive, one of the executive of the backbench 1922 committee, who tapped Theresa May on the shoulder and said it's time to go on Friday night, and we were discussing what would happen with the Letwin amendment, and that basically it was yet another attempt to not just delay Brexit, but it's part of the process to actually stop it. There is, you know, and as I said to him, I wasn't happy with the deal. I could live with it, but I didn't think it was going to get through. Mm-hmm. I would prefer take an extension, call an election, force them to call an election. This House of Commons has so misjudged the mood of the nation that they will be wiped away in a landslide of, you know, those who have absolutely obstructed the democratic process.
So call for an election for the members, but not another referendum on whether to actually leave the European Union.
No, I mean, look, democracy only functions when the losers in a vote, and this was the largest democratic action in the history of the nation. It's only when the losers of that vote accept the result that democracy functions in any manner in which it was designed. These people do not accept the result.
And
they're just anti-democratic.
They're just determined to put this off. So it's on Saturday, that was the deadline that required, under, if I'm reading this correctly, required under law that the Prime Minister, whoever it is, now it's Boris Johnson, had to submit a letter to the European Union requesting an extension, which effectively puts this off unless there's a vote today, right? And we're a couple of hours away from when that proposed vote might occur.
John Bercow may not even allow the vote onto the order paper today. This is where we've got to. We've got an unelected president, a little dwarf who sits in a chair, right, out there, grandstanding, expostulating his verbose pomposity at every opportunity.
This is the speaker, the John Bercow guy?
That John Bercow guy, indeed. Yes.
Okay.
He is leaving on the 31st. What has happened over there? They passed what they called the Benn Act, right? Which meant that after the EU meeting on Thursday and Friday, the Parliament would be recalled. If there was no deal, he was then forced, under the Benn Act, to apply for an extension on the 31st of October, so therefore preventing us from leaving, right? The Let's Win amendment was aimed at ensuring that the legislation could not be passed on Saturday. They passed that amendment, and therefore the vote was irrelevant.
Yeah, yeah.
Because by saying that they could not pass it Saturday, they would have to legislate it through the House of Lords and through the Commons before the 31st of October. It meant they couldn't pass it Saturday. And therefore, he would be forced to, under the Benn Act, apply for an extension. So Boris, rather cannily, sent the letter they wrote without signing it and sent a letter alongside saying, I believe an extension would not be in the best interest of the UK or the European Union. And now, of course, he finds himself potentially back in court for contempt on the basis that he didn't apply to the law. What we are seeing in our country, and God knows, I hope it doesn't happen in the US, is that now unelected judges are running the country with whoever they want. So their own bias, their own prejudices are now ruling our nation. These people, unlike the US, are not scrutinized politically before their appointment because there are very clear lines of division between the executive who make the law and the judiciary that are supposed to uphold the law. They have now started to write the law, the judiciary, and we are going down a very, very, very slippery slope.
It does seem like the members, the elected members, have completely flipped their middle fingers at the voters. I know that some of them didn't like the end result of that referendum on whether to leave the EU, and they feel very strongly about it. But if you're going to put something up for a referendum and then the decision is made, it does seem very disingenuous in a representative democracy not to honor the results of that election. And here we are all these months, all these years later, still struggling through it. It's got to be driving people crazy. Well, Hugh Shakeshaft.
People here are getting more and more angry. Yeah. I unfortunately was in my club. I left my club on Saturday to go out, and I was surrounded by these people wearing EU flags and EU berries. And I'm like, what is wrong with you people that you would rather become involved in a Marxist federal state than have the confidence in your own country to believe that we can plow our own furrow?
Yeah, yeah. And they lost. I mean, they can think whatever they want, but they lost. And there does seem to be a mindset that's sweeping the world that you don't have to obey the results of elections. Hugh, I got to go. Hugh Shakeshaft.
Thank you for your time.
We always appreciate talking to you from London.
Thanks, John.
Thank you. Back with more in a moment. News Radio WRVA.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.